Star Report with Sasha Star.
Oh, Benjamin.
Tell us what's going on in Celebrityville, please.
Well, some sad news to start, and that is because Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, is very, 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 very ill.
Yeah, this is a story that's been going for a few days now.
Yes, like, so she's currently at her Detroit home, and quite a few stars have gone to visit her, in fact. So we've had Stevie Wonder going to her bedside, as well as Reverend Jesse Jackson. And apparently Beyonce and Jay-Z, who are on tour at the moment as part of their On the Run 2 tour.
Are they trying to get rid of her quickly or what?
Ouch. They were in Detroit, and they dedicated their show to her and paid tribute to her. So the update is that she is still with us. Don't believe all of these, because I've seen a lot of reports, fake news reports, saying that she's passed away, as happens when one is very ill. So I'm confirming that Aretha Franklin has not died.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I kind of feel like this was where we went through that period with Nelson Mandela, remember? And like every week people are like, oh, Nelson Mandela has died. And then he really hadn't. And people were getting like really upset over it. It was really not cool. And it turned out that the people who were driving this just were one of these click farms somewhere who wanted extra clicks. So they would, I mean, it was disgusting, but anyway.
Okay, well, moving on.
Well, I just hope she gets better. That's all I'm really interested in.
I do too. Though she's 76. She has had a wonderful life.
She sang a lot.
She sang a lot.
And she's going to leave us beautiful music, so.
She is.
Yeah.
Just hope that she's comfortable.
Puts on and her makeup.
Yeah, we're sending a little prayer for her.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Bruno Mars has done well. Cardi B pulled out of his 24K Magic World Tour, saying that she didn't realize how motherhood would affect her and that it's too soon for her to leave her baby. I think the little one only turned 2 months old. So he had to go and find a replacement. And he's done pretty well, I think. So these are the people who are going to be filling in for Cardi B. You can't just have like one musician. It has to be a troupe. So we have Ciara, who very recently was in South Africa. Charlie Wilson. Ella Mai from Booed Up. And I love this one because I didn't even know that there was still a thing. Boys to Men.
They are still a thing. I think I saw one of the quite recent music videos.
Wow. I mean, they've been around for 27 years.
This is going to be a great concert.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, sadly only in America for now, but Lynn,
I'm not so sad to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, catch a flight. Tell me if you're sad for Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin, because they got married a couple months, or rather got engaged a couple months ago. And we're all waiting for the wedding and thinking, oh, you know, they must be in the throes of preparation. Turns out they're not going to get married until next year at the earliest.
Yeah.
And that is, quote unquote, because they feel they've already made a massive commitment and that's enough for now.
We spoke about this on Monday and we were saying that would be such a relief to an ex and you hear, listen, it's still open. You can still make a play
know.
For it.
I also think that this is like the most millennial approach to getting married ever, right? Oh, we got engaged. And it's like it's a huge commitment. I can't. I can't.
We're married. It's not serious.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's fine. You know, we updated our Facebook status. So just give us room and some avo toast.
That is how we do it these days. And finally, crossing thumbs or fins for Lindsay Lohan, because as we all know, that girl, bless her heart, has this shock of red hair. It's her signature style.
Yes.
And can you think of any classic characters with red hair?
The devil.
As well as
Tintin.
Female.
You are on a roll.
What about Lilith?
Lynn's got it.
The Little Mermaid. Mermaid
Under the Sea.
Did she have red hair?
Yes.
Okay. Ariel had very red hair.
That's true.
So, Lindsay.
I still think the devil is better, but anyway.
No comment. Lindsay has posted a screenshot of Ariel and Ursula onto her Instagram story and titled it, "My Dream Role with hashtag Meryl Streep." And she tagged Disney. I can kind of see it working, actually.
Listen, Idris Elba also was doing dodgy stuff on Twitter yesterday, we learned, so you know. Do you know that they're considering making a sort of land version of the princess, what's her name, Ariel? They're going to make a land version called Under the Tree.
Is it going to be expropriated without compensation?
I don't know. But it could kind of go, you know, Under the Tree. Under
and
the Tree.
And that's a star for today.
Thank you very much, Sasha Star.